This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisana with the news, the headlines first. Health Ministry confirms another one coronavirus case in Nepal. Operation of long-route vehicles stand still from today. And over 14,000 people die from coronavirus worldwide. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed a case of coronavirus in Nepal. A 19-year-old woman who had arrived Kathmandu on Tuesday from France via the Qatar transit was tested positive for the virus, said the ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikas Devkota at a press conference today. She is receiving treatment at an isolation ward at Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital in Teku. Earlier, a Nepali national returned from Wuhan of China was tested positive for the virus but has been cured. As a part to control the spread of coronavirus outbreak in the country, the government on Sunday decided to close the international borders only for human mobility for a week from 10 a.m. today. Government spokesperson and Minister for Finance and Information and Communication Technology, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, said a meeting of the Council of Ministers took this decision. The government also decided to transform the Chandagiri-based Hospital of Armed Police Force, Nepal, into a dedicated hospital for the treatment of coronavirus pneumonia patients in the cases of coronavirus patients were confirmed. Dr. Khatiwada added that doctors of the Nepali Army and Nepal Police will be mobilized for the operations of the dedicated hospital if needed. Likewise, the cabinet meeting decided to establish a fund by putting Rs 500 million meant for combating the deadly coronavirus. All the ministers will provide a month's salary in the fund, Dr. Khatiwada said. The government employees, business persons, social workers, organizations and individuals will be urged for the support in the fund. Likewise, considering possible outbreak of coronavirus, the government has planned to immediately develop the public quarantine of at least 500 beds in the capital city. Garda Chowki, the western border point in Kanchanpur district, has become quiet with the government decision to seal Nepal's borders with India and China for a week beginning from today amid the heightened risk of coronavirus outbreak. The Garda Chowki market has been completely closed down and transportation come to a halt in Kanchanpur district, affecting commuters. Security arrangements have been tightened, targeting the southern border, said the police. People unaware of the decision to seal the border are being allowed to Nepal via the Garda Chowki point only after medical screening. A health team has been at work at the border area since this morning. Beside another major market area, Mahendranagar has been completely shut down since this morning. Police have been urging locals to stay home by avoiding all non-essential movements. The district administration office Kanchanpur had decided to close markets, business and factories since last midnight over coronavirus crisis. The government has urged the general public to remain united against the potential risks stemming from coronavirus. Noting that there is possible risk of outbreak of novel coronavirus, the government underlined the need of collective efforts to fight against the global pandemic. Drawing a conclusion that the self-home quarantine should be made more effective, the government has made a public appeal calling for support from all sides in the difficult time. The Home Ministry has also asked one and all to comply with the decisions made by the High-Level Corona Prevention and Control Coordination Committee headed by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Isor Pokhrel in different days to overcome the risks. The ministry has also warned tough action against those involved in creating artificial shortage of consumptive goods, black marketing and a mixing of substandard stuffs. The operation of long-route vehicles has come to a halt from today, taking into consideration the potential risks of coronavirus outbreak. A meeting of the Nepal National Federation of Transport Entrepreneurs had decided on Sunday, took the decision to shut down the operation of long-route vehicles to implement the government's decision to stop the service from today. Federation General Secretary Saroji Tola informed that they have stopped the operation of long-route vehicles upholding the government decisions. However, vehicular service in Kathmandu Valley and other short-distance areas have not been stopped. A brief rain has been forecast at one or two places of the hilly regions today with partly to generally cloudy in the eastern region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to take place at one or two places of eastern and central hilly region. There will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The local wind activates amid the pre-monsoon period, triggering the possibility of a brief rain, according to meteorologist Niranjan Sapkota. Pre-monsoon period is featured by sunshine till the afternoon and thunder showers thereafter and in the evening, mainly in hilly regions. Similarly, tomorrow there will be generally cloudy in the western region with possibility of thunder showers at few places of the western hilly region. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. Italy has moved to stop all travel within the country in a further escalation of its attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus pandemic, as more than 5,400 people have died in the country from coronavirus, the illness caused by the virus. Spain, the second worst affected country in Europe, plans to extend a state of emergency until 11th April after recording more than 1,700 deaths. Globally, more than 14,500 people have now died from coronavirus. An estimated 98,000 of the 336,000 people who have been diagnosed with the disease across the world have recovered. New Delhi will be under lockdown until March 31st, the Indian capital's government announced on Sunday, seeking to keep citizens indoor to prevent the spread of coronavirus and giving police powers to punish violators. The city's borders with neighboring states will be sealed and public transport will be suspended, said the city's chief minister Arvind Kejriwal. The order to shut down the capital came hours after hundreds of millions of Indians heeded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal for people to self-isolate for a day to contain the spread of the disease. India has registered 341 cases of coronavirus with 8 deaths, the federal government said in statements on Sunday. While Sunday's curfew was voluntary and not an outright ban on movement, it was followed by a series of announcements by states to continue the lockdown till the end of March. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Health Ministry confirms another one coronavirus case in Nepal. Operation of long route vehicles stands still from today, and over 14,000 people die from coronavirus worldwide. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.